So I wasn't allowed to do PE for the whole of year 10 and the start of year 11, I think. And I went on a holiday, but when I was on holiday, I wasn't, I couldn't go in the sea, I couldn't really move around too much. My sisters went to like a water park, and I wasn't allowed to go in any of it just because I was so cold because of the illness. And I would say, just keep thinking of those things again to get you through it, because that was one of my big motivators, especially not being able to move around as much as I would like. So I'm quite an active person, I do enjoy being active. So the fact that I wasn't allowed to do PE and I just wasn't allowed to move as much as I wanted really frustrated me. So thinking of those things to get you through it, it's a really good motivator. And if people are asking me about it, again, I would come up with other things that I was doing to be excuses. So instead of doing PE, I did my art coursework. And if people asked, I just said, I'm a bit behind, so I need the extra time. So it sort of stopped them from making any internal judgments of why I wasn't doing PE. But it was definitely a tough thing. I think one of the things I really appreciate now after recovery is being able to just do whatever I want in terms of like, I can go on a walk if I want to, I can do athletics with the university that I'm at, or I can do anything because I've reached that point now where I'm healthy enough to.
Do you
So yeah.
still think about it before you do it, or does it all?
I can just do it now. I think when I first got into sport, because I was very, very obsessed with my exercising before I started recovery, and then I had to stop completely. I think it was at least 6 months that I had to stop completely for. Then I got gradually into yoga and body balance, and then I started going back to the gym and doing athletics, but in a very much more of a healthy way than before. And it's actually been something that's really, really helped me, I would say. But again, I've had to come to that different mindset, and I think it's very important for people to have a break from it to realise that it's not something you need in order to sort of be okay. Because I used to think that if I didn't do it, the world would end, but now I'm at a place where I like doing it, but I know that if I have to have a break from it, it's not the end of the world and it is okay.
And you not even second think before you do it.
No, like there's nothing, because again, when I first got back into it, I was always a bit wary that, I'd have to eat, I was having to eat more, and I was thinking, what if I do a bit too much and then I've accidentally undereaten? Because there was a point in my recovery where instead of being scared of overeating, I was more scared that I was undereating. And I sort of had this constant, I'd say, conflict in my mind of undereating and overeating. And it was sort of in the middle of my recovery when I was between wanting to really, really recover, but there was still a part of me that was a bit scared too. But that's when I first got back into it, and I was very mindful of it. But now it's something that I do, and then I accept the fact that, I might be a bit hungrier later or tomorrow, or and I just accept the fact that it'll all even itself out, and it's not something I really have to like add up in my mind anymore. Because I used to have to do a lot of like maths in my head when you have an eating disorder. It's very numbers, and I found myself constantly like calculating things, and
As in calories,
as in,
or
yeah, like calories. And so I think I vaguely knew the calories of my maintenance plan, so when I did start doing exercising again, I was in my head, I was like, right, so we need to add this many to like make up for it. And I was constantly just working things out, but now it's like I just trust myself, and I just eat when I'm hungry. And if I'm hungry one day, I'm hungrier. If I'm less hungry, I'm less hungry. And it just evens out, basically, yeah.
so it must have thinking about food, and it must have kind of dominated your thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it was very hard to think about anything else. And I think that's why I found it so hard socially as well, because I'd be in a room of people, but I wouldn't be thinking about what they were saying. I'd be sat in school, and I wasn't like looking at the lesson, I wasn't taking part in it. I was thinking the whole day about calories and what I was eating, and how I was, when I was ill, I was thinking, how am I going to burn it off? And then when I was recovering, I was thinking, what weight am I going to put on? And it was all numbers, and yeah, it was very overwhelming. Yeah.